This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is the best doing it in Memphis. What do? They help you get the most money for your home. You want to sell your home, you want to list it, they know how to help you get the most money for it. You want to find a home, they're going to do that. They're going to help you find the exact home that you're looking for. That's what Jennifer and her team do. You'll love working with them. You'll be glad you did it, but you got to reach out. SoldToLiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200 is the number. Love Jennifer Carstensen and what she did for me. She's also shown great trust in John and I, right, being with us as long as she has. She's like for the whole ride, 8.5 years we've been here. Jennifer's been along just about the whole time from Live Love. So we're grateful to her, but very happy to sing her praises, and I'm speaking from personal experience. She got me more money for that home in Raleigh than I thought possible. That's a fact. And then she helped us find our dream home. I'm in a completely different situation here. What, just 7 years later, in terms of equity and everything else, Jennifer set us up. She's the one that led the way. She can do that for you, even if you're in a renting situation now. You may be able to afford a mortgage, a home mortgage, and not even know it. If you can, and it's a good situation for you, like the one she put me in, then Jen is going to lead the way. She's going to carve out that path and get you there. 901-625-5200. They're the best, folks. Give them a chance. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right. It is about that time. Kevin Sweeney's going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the combine. But in the meantime, in between time, let's do a little thing we call Fade Brad. All right. Yesterday, Brad had the Oklahoma City Thunder -4.5. They lose outright by 12. That's now 3 L's in a row.
Good job, Brad.
Thank you.
Brad's record down to 28-22.
Let's go.
So we love that. Certainly do love that. Got two games, obviously, for this edition of Fade Brad, because we have tonight's game 6, and then we have Sunday's game 7.
Yep.
So as always, we do use ESPN bet odds for the segment. It's just that easy on the website. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you guys for playing. We'll have this on 92.9 FM ESPN tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off. Knicks trying to do something that they have not done since 1999.
Yeah.
For the 9-9 in the 2000, Jason. New York -2.5, Brad.
All right, so a lot of psychology goes into this. The most important thing is that Jason Tatum is not in this. We've talked extensively about the matchup and the fact that the Celtics still very talented without Jason Tatum, but not talented enough to beat the New York Knicks at home with really the series on the line. You're not going to Boston. I don't think you want this to go to Boston. It can't go to Boston. You go to Boston, then I'm picking the other way. I'm picking Boston in game 7, so I will pick the Knicks, and I will go +2.5. The Knicks will win. They will cover, and they will close out the series tonight. 7 o'clock on 92.9.
Right. There you have it. Brad is going with the New York Knicks -2.5. which means you would take Boston plus mm-hmm. 2.5.
Oh, yeah, minus. Sorry, thank you. I'm a novice batter here.
Me likey.
Yeah, I'd love points if I could, but no, got to give them.
Me likey.
I like fade your ass.
Haven't done it since the turn of the century.
You like morning. Celtics win outright?
I think I'm going to bet a money line, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you're going to go that far, you might as well bet them, right?
But what I'm trying to figure out with you, man, is how you apply your championship hearts. Right, Brad's very selective as to who he applies the championship.
Well,
they
ripped your heart out when the homeboy went down with the ACL injury.
Yeah,
they have not won a championship, as far as I know, without Jason Tatum, or gotten to a championship without Jason Tatum.
Yeah, you're right. I made that mistake.
It's Achilles, right?
Oh, see, there you go. One of those leg things. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so we do have that game tonight, and again, Brad is going with the Knicks to close it out minus 2.5. And look, I if you think the Knicks win it, you should just bet the spread here.
Agreed.
Right? I mean, don't cost yourself more money with the money line here. The odds that they win by one or two are infinitesimal. I wouldn't even worry about it. Sunday, we got a game seven.
Yeah,
Thunder hosting the Nuggets, Oklahoma City minus 7.5, Brad Carson.
Well, the Mavericks had the chance last year to close them out and then did so. They learned from that. Every year is a step for young teams. This is step two. The step is to beat them, especially in a game seven, because if you don't, you are not the best team that you proved to be throughout the regular season, at least in the West, maybe the league, but at least in the West. So I'm going with Oklahoma City. I don't care what the points are. You can go kick their ass at home. Oklahoma City, highest price ticket in the history of Oklahoma City Thunder basketball tonight in the Thunderdome or whatever it is. This weekend, I should say. That game, by the way, is on Sunday.
Sunday game. Yes, yeah, it's a Sunday.
So we're going to have all the games here on out, and there's a bunch of them. So we're off Saturday. This game's on Sunday, off Monday. Playoffs start on Tuesday, I believe, with that Eastern Conference, or, you know, there's a game Tuesday night.
And did you see what the price was for that highest? It's $185.
It's not much.
Wow.
Whereas it's like $450 in New York today.
Yes. Yes. So...
yeah,
it's interesting.
Wonder what Memphis is. It's probably close to what that Oklahoma City
I mean,
thing is.
Yeah, they're comparable markets. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but like, you know, you go to New York and it's like a $28,000. Right. You know, and then like Oklahoma City, $40.
I bet front row at the Knicks game tonight with that celebrity row. I bet. I know you're joking with the $28,000, but I bet it's.
I
think game three was $27,000. And so you know
you aren't joking.
You know the game.
No,
it's legit. If you're by Kylie or even two rows away from Kylie, you're in 30.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not.
It's
28
definitely
grand,
30 plus.
Holy crap!
Yeah, exactly.
You were not kidding.
It was 27.
Oh, I see. Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
Oof. It's Oklahoma built different.
Yeah, good for them.
Hey, they'll have their T-shirts on in uniform fashion, all abiding by the law, with their Loves patch on and. Getting it down out there in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Interesting times. There's no question about that. So there you have it.
Okay.
If you're fading Brad, you are taking the Dogs. You're taking the Boston Celtics plus 2.5, and then you are taking the Denver Nuggets plus 7.5.
And you like those bets personally.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Now, I mean, I'm nobody, but I do like those bets. I think, I'm going hard to champion.
Yep.
That's my angle.
I like hard to champion. But sometimes when you're at home, you got to play like a champion. You know, you got to beat the best to be the best.
Well said. Well said. So there you have it. That's this edition. This is the May 16th edition of Fade Brad. How do you think it plays out, Jace? Do you think Brad goes 2-0? 1-1? 0-2?
I think you know where I'm at on Knicks and that going to game 7. We discussed that.
Yep.
We did over and under. We both said over on 1.5 games left in the series. And then, OKC, you've got a real 8. So I don't want to mess with it.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen.
I do have a real 8.
Right. So you want me to say Brad's going to be right on that one.
No, I don't want you to.
It'll cover you.
I want you to speak with your heart.
But I think I said it, though, man. All those role players are going to hit it. Brad is going to be right on that one. He's going to be right. Celtics going to win. So he's going 1-1. Over the weekend.
Yeah.
You're asking me what he's going? That's what he's going.
One Celtics are going to win game 6.
Yes. Yes. He just told you, Knicks haven't closed out a game at home in the playoffs.
I heard it.
It's 99. It's history. And if it, I'm telling you, it's going to have to be Brunson.
Yeah.
Oh, it will.
If they win, it's going to have to be. I mean, because he's the only one that's going to get it done.
He's a champion.
And sort of break that curse. He's the only one. So
he's a dog.
Good luck, man.
So the Celtics are playoff dogs tonight for just the third time in the past 50 games in the playoffs. All right, that's a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 out of 50. The last two times it happened, last year it was they were plus 2.5 at Dallas. They won that game outright. And then 2023, they were plus 2 in the Eastern Conference Finals. In game 4, they were plus 2 at Miami. They won that game outright.
I must say, history, as you pointed out perfectly, is certainly not on my side. And
it is
the,
not.
That is something that the novice gambler of Fade Brad does not pay attention to as well.
I'm surprised you didn't take the points there, I'll be honest, just because you've done that basically every
year. I have. I've also sort of psychologically thought these are spots where you lose the series if you don't win the game, you know, even with a Game 7 sitting on right there because you don't, like,
I mean, there is a world where the Knicks could win a Game 7. I mean, I wouldn't bet on
it. I see that. I see that.
But, you know, I mean, I would, again, the thing about something having to happen is the Celtics have to cooperate.
Yeah.
They have to lose tonight. They don't want to lose. You know, they showed you that.
Well, I mean, there's immense pressure on the Knicks.
A lot. Totally. Yeah, there is.
And while we feel like Brunson can hold up under that, what about the rest of those guys? OG's kind of been hit or miss here lately, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, Josh Hart's going to bring it,
yes.
But he's not clutch. That's going to be up to Brunson. So,
yes.
Because breaking the curse will
like,
be
to me, that's the whole thing with like both games this weekend that I like the other side, the dog, because the dogs in these situations happen to be teams that have won titles. And the favorites are teams that have never been in these spots and have not thrived in these spots, right?
Yeah.
Knicks have not done what they're being asked to do tonight, okay? Yeah. They couldn't even do it to the Pacers last year.
Right.
And I know the Celtics don't have tandem. They're still better than the Pacers. And then the Thunder.
Yeah.
The Thunder have sort of squirmed in these closeout opportunities. Barely beat the Grizz. They were laying 15.5, and they won by 2. Never led by more than 10 at any point in the game. And then you got to do it with Jokic and Jamal Murray. I mean, I just think it's going to be really tough. Really tough for them. So.
That game last night, boy, they were ready to play now, the Nuggets. I mean, just they were ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, you know, I should have expected that, really, just because, you have that pride at home. You're not going out sad at home.
Yeah.
Only the Cleveland Cavaliers would do something like that. Only the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They had them altitude unis on where you got the number on the front.
I'd love
to. You like the altitude numbers?
I loved. Well, I don't know about the numbers.
58 or whatever it is.
What is that? I love the all-white numbers, the all-white jersey. I did love that. I thought it was a really, really good look last night.
It's different.
So there you have it. That's this edition of Fade Brad.
Here we go.
Play those bets at VIP Play Tennessee. They're available. They're up now. Go do it. Download the app today. It's where I bet. Super easy to log in, super easy to deposit and withdraw. Fair limits, good prices. That's what you're looking for when it comes to betting on sports, right? They got baseball, they got basketball, they got hockey, anything you need. It's on this app. WNBA, it is all here on VIP Play Tennessee. You bet $5, you get $100 in bonus bets if you are a new customer. Again, it's VIP Play Tennessee. It's exclusively available here in Tennessee. Download the app today. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Kevin Sweeney covers college basketball and the NBA draft for Sports Illustrated. Does some work on Field of 68. He is somebody that I find myself clashing with quite a bit in our group chat, but iron sharpens iron. He joins us now. Sweeney, what's up, man?
What's going on, my man? How are you?
All is good here in Memphis. You have spent the majority of the week at the NBA Combine. I will start with, I don't know that P.J. Haggerty is a Memphis, local interest anymore, but I will just ask you, what kind of week did P.J. Haggerty have at the Combine?
Yeah, I thought he was very productive in the scrimmages. You know, from a statistical standpoint, he was probably one of the better players. I thought eye test-wise, it was maybe more muddied. Especially in terms of an NBA translation, right? Like, what makes him so good and so excellent in a college game is that he can just sort of put his head down and bully to the rim, and he was able to do that some in this setting as well, made a couple tough shots. But I think that the flaws of him as a player also did pop at times. So I think, the decision-making, his ability to be a full-time point guard, which is, I think, something that he wants to prove for the next level, that was really not on display in Chicago. So overall, again, I think probably you'd be happy with how you played if you're PJ. I thought he played to his strengths and was productive, but I don't think he transformed his stock in any way or all of a sudden now is a guy that should feel confident he's getting a guaranteed contract in the NBA next year.
You know, he says he's all in on the draft, and I assume he will get as much information and feedback as he can before he makes a decision. But he has not committed anywhere yet. It does seem like if he wanted to be back at Memphis, he would have already done that. But is it possible, Kevin, with like some other decisions that are like Tahad Pettiford, you know, he may end up staying in the draft as a result of his combine. Is it possible that, you know, PJ Haggerty would be one of those guys who schools lose a guard that they thought they'd have, and there's a market for him that emerges that maybe wasn't there a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think you've already seen it to an extent. LeBaron Filon announced he was staying in the draft for Alabama, and essentially immediately there was a visit booked for Dez Claude to come up, who's another one of the top guards in the portal. I think there's certainly a possibility that as teams lose guys that they didn't expect to lose or were holding out hope that would come back, that priorities change. I know as of now there's been a lot of smoke to NC State with him, but yeah, I think there's a world where things get more complicated here down the stretch or even, you know, just past that deadline into early June if PJ's willing to wait that long.
John mentioned him, and you wrote about him, Tahad Pettiford, and the week that he had. And I guess he's only about an inch shorter than PJ Haggerty, but it feels like he's so much, I mean, just a bigger player. He's so explosive, dynamic. The athleticism is there. Just what did you make in terms of, you wrote about him as one of those stock risers. Where's he going to end up going? How high could Tahad Pettiford go when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I think he helped himself. You know, I do think he's still sort of on the fringe between the first and the second round, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised at all if someone gives him some level of assurance that he'll get picked in the first 30 picks, which is what he's looking for to stay in the draft. Yeah. Obviously he's small, right? And he's right. Inconsistent, but you know, the ceiling is really high. He's fun to watch. When he's great, he's phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, his performance Wednesday was elite, and you hear a lot of comparisons to a guy like Rob Dillingham. Rob Dillingham was a top 10 pick last year. So could Pettiford go in the 20s? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it seems like we're in a new sort of, you know, frontier with you know, these decisions, right? Like, whereas, you know, in the years, you know, gone by, it would be like if you're a first-round guy, even if you had a chance at a two-way, you would probably stay in. But now it's like it's almost like flipped. Unless you're a top – if you're a lottery pick, you stay in. But, you know, if you're anything else, you have eligibility, it almost makes more sense to go back. Like, what do you think the realistic – cutoff threshold is now when it comes to these kinds of decisions, whether a guy stays in or goes back to school?
Yeah, look, I think anyone that thinks they're going to be a first-round pick is going to stay in the draft, with very few exceptions. There will be the occasional here and there. But, you know, I think the stability of that and the multiple years of guaranteed money is something that's really hard to pass up on. You know, I think the thing that's changed more than anything is now you have some leverage to go back to the NBA team with, right? Mm. So you're Yaxel Lendeborg from UAB, and you sit up there and you say, hey, I have $3 million to go to Michigan. You can tell NBA teams, hey, the only way I stay in this draft is if you give me a promise that I'm a first-round pick, and you lock me up and we shut everything down right now, right? You couldn't do that before. You were at the entire mercy of the NBA team. So I think over the next week or two, you will see a ton of that, you know, back and forth between agents and NBA teams for these 5 to 10 guys that are really right on the cut line of whether they should stay in or whether they should go, using that leverage they have from their college deal.
We watched Yaxel Lendeborg get absolutely undressed by Dane Danger pretty much three times this season, and yet here we've seen combine, everything else you read on him, they love his athleticism. Apparently he shot it well in the shooting drills. Just in terms of him and NBA, whenever that happens, what is he, Kevin?
Yeah, look, he played a lot of small ball five in the scrimmages. He played some of that at UAB. I think he's probably more of a four at the next level, and he has, you know, impressive size for that. He's almost 6'9" without shoes, a big wingspan, great frame. And I think, you know, teams value the upward trajectory that he has been on over the last couple of years, a guy who sort of has come out of nowhere from junior college to being on the radar. But I do think, again, there is something to his prospect status that is that he is beaten up on bad competition for most of his career. You know, see Memphis and his struggles against them is a good illustration of that. But also, again, you know, you don't want to criticize anyone for not transferring up. But, you know, we would know a lot more about Yaxel Lendeborg as a prospect had he transferred to the SEC last year and played versus, you know, running it back at UAB and putting up incredible numbers. So I think there's a lot of unknowns, but there's a lot of intrigue as well. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's a guy that someone wants to roll the dice on in the first round.
We're talking to Kevin Sweeney, covers college basketball in the NBA draft for Sports Illustrated. All right, one more on the combine, then I want to get into college basketball. Of the top flight prospects that you saw, not named Cooper Flagg, was there anybody like in that top 10 who you saw and you're like, oh yeah, like they're about to go have an elite NBA career?
You know, I try not to overreact too much, but you know, I do think you start to grow a little bit more on Trey Johnson the more you see him. He's a super impressive one on zero guy. If that's a sell or not, I don't know, but I mean, he has the size at the shooting guard spot. He's a big time shooter. I think he's a guy, especially with the way that the draft board shook out, with San Antonio getting the second pick and Philly going number three, he could sneak into that top 3 to 5 conversation after being probably more 5 to 10 throughout the college season.
Yeah, it's hard not to be infatuated with his game because he scores effortlessly. You know, I'd like to see it translate to winning, but I guess that's kind of the next step for him. All right, look, this Memphis roster I don't think is complete, but you can kind of see, you know, or maybe not see, I don't know, what it's trying to be. We'll see on the decision on Dane Danger. Based on who is 100% on the roster, though, Kevin, what do you make of this roster that Penny Hardaway has put together?
Yeah, look, I don't think the talent is where it has been necessarily, but I also think that if you have asked me this time last year, I would have said the talent hasn't been what prior Memphis teams was. And I think what made last year's group work for much of the year is that they had clearly defined roles. And I think the hope would be you're doing something similarly here, building around Doug McDaniel. He's obviously a very different player than what PJ Haggerty was, but he's a very dynamic player as well. And I've watched enough Doug McDaniel over the years to know what it looks like when he's really good. I think they have size and athleticism on the wings, which is helpful. I think the big hole at the moment is that front court spot. I'm an Aaron Bradshaw skeptic still. Yep. Did not think he was particularly good at Ohio State. Think he has a lot to prove. I think Memphis is a good place for him to try to go prove it, but I think you'd feel a whole lot better about yourself if you had Dane Danger up in that front court as well.
You mentioned watching a lot of Doug McDaniel. What do you need around him for it to equate to winning? I mean, and kind of knowing what's on the roster, and we'll see. I mean, if they can get this waiver for Dane, that's going to be huge. I mean, because I'm with you, they are so thin right now in the front court. I don't trust Bradshaw either. So what's got to be around Doug to finally make him a winner?
Well, I think stability is important with him, right? I think he's been in situations where, you know, either he couldn't be held accountable because you didn't have enough talent, or you had guys that kind of fed into his worst instincts on the floor. Like he's going to be wild at times. That's the reality with him. But he's super dynamic. And I think the other thing you need, just kind of X and O wise, is you need positional size and physicality, because defensively he's not great on the ball, right? So the fact that you have a Zach Davis, that you have, you know, Quante Berry who can really guard, like I think those pieces make some sense to sort of piece together your wing rotation next to Doug. But yeah, I think they've built it. There's some logic to the build so far. I think that, again, the top tier talent probably lacking a little bit, but Dane Danger is probably knocking on the door of All-American status next year if he's back in college. So that would obviously change the ceiling quite a bit.
And I think that's kind of what they're banking on right now, just based on the rest of it. And we did see one decision come in at least this week with the College of Charleston big, who had his extra year and his plea for a preliminary injunction denied. Although, is your understanding that, like, that's not going to necessarily be uniform across the country? Like, is that something that's going to be handled case by case by these courts, depending on, you know, jurisdiction?
Yeah, it's case by case. It's also, again, I think the complaints to the courts, if it gets that far for Dane, would be different than the Berzovich complaint at Charleston. Again, it's really a complicated situation, and I don't know that I have a great feel one way or another. I think the biggest thing that's probably holding back Dane from a waiver right now is the fact that he transferred midseason to Illinois and essentially wiped away that year instead of what could have potentially been like a medical redshirt. But the distinctions between a lot of these hardships that have been discussed over the last several several seasons that have been either approved or denied have not always been super clear to me. I don't think we can assume that it'll be a super clear or even process with Dane as well.
John and I were discussing this. If Florida gets Boogie flanned, we figure it's the SEC favorite. What do you think of them as repeat national champions with that team? What they've got back? I think, John, we went through it. It looks like three starters. What would you think of Florida with Boogie flanned?
Yeah, you're waiting on Flan. You're also waiting on Alex Condon, who I do expect will come back to school, but is another guy in that sort of 20 to 40 range in the draft and could easily decide to stay in. I think the expectation from what I've been told is he'll be back, but we'll see. I think Flan would obviously change their ceiling. He's super dynamic. It would be a different looking team. I think one of the things that made Florida so good last year is they had those big physical wings and Eliza Martin and Will Richard, who brought some defensive energy. They'll look different. You know, it's kind of two Chucker guards, maybe Chucker in a more positive sense, and Boogie and Xavier Lee from Princeton, two guys that just want to go get their own. And then playing really big next to them with Condon, Shinyalu, and then Thomas Houck, who was a huge piece. They'd be playing really big up front and really small in the backcourt. I'd be curious how that all shakes out, but talent-wise, certainly would be right near the top of the SEC and top of the country.
Yeah, I don't know. What do we think? Like, they'd be top three if all those things happen, right? I mean, I could easily make a case for number one. I know Purdue's got the two All-Americans, but, like, Florida just won the championship.
I would probably be a little lower. I'd probably be in, like, that 5-7 range. Okay. But I also think that teams that just won the championship tend to get that extra bump. That's the reality of the world we live in.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, man, great stuff as always.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for doing this, man. Good to catch up.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy the weekend.
Yes, sir. He is Kevin Sweeney, covers college basketball and the NBA draft for Sports Illustrated out there in Chicago. Yeah, Trey Johnson is, we talk about the guys that, you know, wowed him on that top group. You know, I mean, just natural born scorer. It's just like, you know, Texas wasn't great last year. I don't think Texas made the tournament, did they?
Did they
make it?
Was it playing? Were they not?
The first four?
Were they not?
It was the first four. Yeah. That's what it was.
The first four playing.
Counts.
Playing.
They lost to Xavier.
But we talked about it. They didn't run anything for him.
That's true.
He was like trying to pull it out of the mud.
That's true. Yeah.
And Rodney was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
The sets weren't even run for him. Right.
And that Texas team was not very good. I mean, he didn't have much talent. It was like
they made a little late season push. They shouldn't have made the tournament, probably.
They were banged up a lot of the year. I mean, I don't know.
Terry had a good push at the end.
And I like him. I do. I like him a lot.
The player.
Yeah, yes. Trey Johnson. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, I have talked to other people who are, you know, who have the same questions about, like, all right, is he a guy you can win with, or is he just going to be like a guy that averages 19 a game?
And does he make anybody around you?
Exactly.
Can he possibly make anybody around you? But just seems like he's just gotten his.
That is exactly right.
Majority of his career. But it is, it's effortless.
Yeah.
The way you put it is accurate.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks to Kevin Sweeney for joining us here on the show. Got that first game, the EYBL is going to tip off here in about 20 minutes, right?
20 minutes, man. About to pop off over there. Going to be a weekend full of it. Team Thad, I think 6:30 tonight. Okay. They've got Indy. But yeah, it should pop off and the place is going to be going nuts. I imagine, again, we just saw the Ja 2s have come out, not just the Kool-Aid version that sold out this morning on all the apps in Foot Locker, but the EYBL version. And we suspected as much and heard it pretty much. Said he thought same thing. KD debuted his EYBL version of his. I think he's up to 18.
Yeah.
The KD 18. EYBL version. Jaws is out now. I've retweeted it.
Yeah.
This is separate from the Kool-Aid again that was sold to all.
Yeah.
This EYBL version going to be much more exclusive. It looks like. I'm not even sure we can buy this.
Yeah.
I looked on the apps. I didn't see it yet.
I'd assume it.
But it'll be out there and on display.
Yeah.
And my guess is Ja will, too, at some point. I'm surprised that he hadn't been spotted already. I'm wondering if it's tomorrow, maybe it's later on tonight. But Ja's going to be through there at some point with all those EYBL shoes if they're not there already.
Yeah, there's a standalone game. It's at 2 o'clock. It's Arizona Unity versus Vegas Elite. And I don't know if there's, like, necessarily a guy that I would say, oh, you got to
Who's our number one prospect?
That's Tyron
changed
Stokes.
His mind playing for.
He's Oakland Soldiers.
Okay.
So he will not play until 8.
Tonight is going to be crazy.
Yeah. Like I went through and kind of just picked out, you know, some of the highest ranked guys. Like Team Thad's got a guy, a sophomore, LJ Smith. They just announced it. He's number 24 in the country. And he's playing up. And he's got an offer from Memphis. So definitely go support Team Thad. They play at 6:30. And then you got Jackson Richardson, who is the son of Jason Richardson, brother of Jace. He plays for the Florida Rebels. And
he's fun to watch.
They're at 5.
That man's hops, as you would imagine.
Yep.
Coming from a – I think his dad won the dunk contest.
Yeah, he did.
He won one.
Yep. Yeah. Team Why Not has Christian Collins, who's number 3 in the country. He's got offers from Duke, Houston, Kentucky, Bama. I mean, you guys know the – you know, you guys know the deal. Team Takeover's got a guy, I think, Jordan Smith, who's number 4 in the country. Like, I mean, like, this is legitimately the best of the future is in Memphis, all under one roof, you know, today and through Sunday. So if you got a chance and you got a little itch for some, you know.
Yeah. And Nike's not price gouging. We know that, too.
That's right.
JJ told us.
We were there at Peach Jam one year, wasn't it? It was Randall, Julius Randall.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember who was the other guy?
It was Full.
Yeah, who was that?
That he was going against that year.
Was it Okafor? Jahlil Okafor?
It must have been.
Had to be.
Because it was a matchup of bigs.
Yes.
And I think it was Okafor seems like same time.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
That's a good guess. If it's not, that's just still a good – that's a good educated guess. I think Okafor, it was his year, I think.
Julius Randle would have been what, class of 2013? He had to be 2013, right? Yeah. It was 2013. Was it Jabari Parker, maybe? It was, because it wasn't Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins. Was it him? Was it Julius Randle and Andrew Wiggins who played there? I can't remember, but I know Julius Randle was one of them.
That felt like the most packed game we saw.
Yeah, it was like you couldn't even see.
It was Wiggins-Randle, it looks like.
That's who it was?
Well, that was July 20, 2012.
Okay.
So it was one of those Peach Jam games.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah, I think this is the one.
That had to be it.
Because it's at the front of everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's who I mean, we were there talking to, you know what I'm saying, friggin' Kelly Oubre.
Josh had me on a dead man mission with Kelly Oubre.
And then Rondae Jefferson. He was there. Yep. We were like, hey, what do you think about Memphis?
I don't think Oubre ever even had Memphis on the list. Maybe a top 10, but certainly nothing final.
Right, because he did. He looked at you like you were just like.
Like, man, why are you asking me about Josh Pastner?
Keith Frazier. Remember Keith Frazier?
Yeah.
He went to SMU?
Mm-hmm. Had the grades issue.
I think Memphis really thought they could get him, but they could not. Austin Nichols?
Fun times at the Peach
Jam. But he wasn't a Nike guy, I don't believe.
No, he wasn't. And that's part of the reason why he got blackballed, wasn't it?
Yep. Yep.
Mason McDonald.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the year with Oubre was 14, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was all in that.
Yeah, that was Randall was 13, and then 14 would have been the year, I want to say, because it was Clip Alexander, it was Oubre. We went back-to-back years, and the next year was when we talked to Kelly Oubre, and that was the class that Memphis just could not get any traction in.
No.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what changed, but like.
Well, the word was starting to get out.
That, too. That's right, because they had underachieved. They didn't go to the Sweet 16 again.
I don't think at that point he had beat anybody. Well, maybe that year.
Yeah.
In top 25.
They missed out on Chioza. They were late on Chioza, who ended up 36th in the country.
Yep. Still blame that one on my man Damon Stoudemire, but a little else did he do wrong.
Man, that was a fumble of the bag right there.
Well, he didn't think Chioza could defend.
Yeah. Number 61 in the country in 2014, Dylan Brooks. I'm just looking through this list.
Wasn't it Pookie Powell instead
Pookie
of
Powell,
Chioza?
Yes.
That was the other part of that?
Yes.
Okay. That's what made
or, it. Yeah, he was.
Is that because was that around the same time?
Was Pookie 2013 or 20? I mean, I can't remember.
You asking me years. Like
I know. It's
like
crazy. Why would we know that?
For an old man.
Yeah. You're right, though. It was a decision.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they liked Pookie better.
Yeah.
I thought he was the other guard they had that they liked.
No, Pookie enrolled as a freshman in 2013. In that class, but they thought he would be the guy.
And wouldn't need Joseph.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was
wrong move.
That was a miscalculation of epic proportions.
Wrong move.
They missed on LeBron, you know. They didn't get him. So that hurt. Remember old Larry Austin? See, these names coming back to me now, man. And I was a recruiting reporter back then, so I was calling all these kids, and I was asking about Memphis. And
EYBL is as big as it got for you back then.
I want to say D'Angelo Russell's in here somewhere. They tried to get D'Angelo Russell, and they couldn't get him. I mean, it was just it was a mess. It was a mess that year. And then they got, you know, then they got the losses the year after that. So it was kind of like, all right, we're stopping the bleeding here a little bit. But yeah, I mean, this was definitely the first year, the first class. We're at the Peach Jam where you feel like, oh man, they're losing some juice.
Yeah, it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah,
this Memphis brand is not carrying the same weight.
And it's crazy that you can feel that. Did. You know, just as a reporter,
no, it was changing.
You know, because you're coming off that 2013 class that was top five in the country. Mm-hmm. You had all the momentum in the world. You're getting Karan Iverson. You're getting, Dominic Woodson late. You're getting. I mean, it feels like everything is breaking your way. And then you go to the Peach Jam, see all the kids, and they're just like. I like their offense. I kind of like, but it's like, you know, that's
their
fake.
Stuff calls me.
That's yeah, it. Exactly. And that was the beginning of the end in many ways. But hey, all's well that ends well, man. Trayvon Blewett says hello.
Thanks a lot, Jason Gardner.
All right. We'll come back. Wrap this thing up here on a Friday. Jason and John, are you trying to FM ESPN?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sonic, get over to Sonic. It's the weekend. Great way to kick off your weekend in a very, very busy weekend in Memphis. That's America's Drive-In. Get the premium chicken bites, get the grilled cheese, get the Route 44 drinks. Always delicious, always at Sonic.
Junior chicken sandwich is a good thing, too, and they're on the Fun 99. That's the $1.99 menu over at Sonic. We call it fun. It's fun for me. I love ordering off of that $1.99 menu. Those chicken sandwiches, fresh to the menu. You can do them in an original or honey chipotle, which I like. Queso wraps, too, Southwest Bacon Ranch. Get your fill. Get it all at Sonic. And that new Triple Sonic Smasher, it's really good. 3 Angus beef seasoned patties smashed and seared in only the way that Sonic can do it. Crispy on the edges, juicy in the middle. That's how they do it over at Sonic. That's how we like it. Chocolate chunk, brownie blast. Nice dessert to finish it off. Live free. Eat Sonic.
A city council member in San Antonio has filed a request to rename the airport down there after Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich International Airport.
Good. Whoa.
You think that's a little much, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, probably so.
Well, sorry, Penny.
It's like presidents and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like Reagan and...
Yeah. Bush?
Bush. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Obama's going to get one. In Chicago.
Why hasn't he yet? O'Hare? We can't.
O'Hare Obama.
Yeah. Then there's two.
Obama
Midway.
Change
gotta,
Midway?
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure who O'Hare is. The former mayor. What? No?
Okay.
Is it?
Madeline O'Hare?
I don't know. I should know Chicago history, but I wasn't born in like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was.
But yeah, you're right. We don't have one for, we don't have any like non-president names. You know, we should look into being one of the first here in Memphis. You know,
Elvis International?
No. Elvis is not the Elvis does not define us anymore.
You and Josh going to bring Elvis back this week, aren't you?
You know, most people living, I don't believe, associate Memphis with Elvis anymore. I don't
That's
believe.
Not, there's plenty of living people that come to the thing every year. What are you talking about?
I need to change, reframe myself.
I just think those people are being phased out. They're dying.
There's we're all dying.
I mean, in fairness, Elvis died almost 60 years ago.
They've created an enterprise off of him.
Yeah, I mean, and good for them. I mean, I'm not trying to like wash him out. What did he die? 1977. Okay, 1977. So, how long ago was that?
It was 48 years ago.
So, okay, almost 50 years.
Almost 50 years.
So there are people there are literally 45-year-olds walking around, right?
Yeah.
Your age, you're a little younger than you guys who, you know, they don't know Elvis.
Oh, I never
Memphis.
Grew up with Elvis. It's just a psychographic thing.
All I'm asking is, hey, you know, we Stephen A. Smith does this. He's like, oh, Memphis Elvis.
Sure.
We don't really do that much with Elvis.
Yeah.
We have Graceland.
So we have barbecue.
You know? But I just think Elvis and Memphis are increasingly less synonymous with one another in the future. That's just, I might be wrong. I could be wrong on that. But I just feel like, you know, we have other things that define us now. You know, like barbecue, two barbecue fests going on at the same time. You know, EYBL, that defines us, Jason. Let's be defined by that. EYBL.
O'Hare was Edward Butch O'Hare.
Oh, okay.
U.S. Navy's first Medal of Honor recipient.
Oh, you're schooling
1949.
I appreciate you bringing that to the table.
Not a mayor. Not a mayor.
Not a mayor.
But that one will probably stay O'Hare. Maybe with Midway, we can change it to Obama.
Yeah, I think we have a lot
Talks
of opportunities.
Talks are ongoing.
But, you know, Elvis International, I can't get down with that. I'm sorry, Brad.
Fred Smith International.
Ooh, that's a good one. He basically runs that, gent.
Anfernee International Airlines.
I like Anfernee Penny Hardaway Airport.
I'm all about it.
I think Fred has probably done more. He unlocked the facilities deal. He keeps giving you money.
That is true. That is. I
love Penny to death.
Fred Smith International. Is
Fred's like
the
a president of Memphis.
Yeah.
FedEx International.
Well, we can't just get. We, no, this is a.
We're FedEx placement.
We're honoring Fred.
It basically is, Jason.
All right. It's going to do it for us. Thanks, of course, to Kevin Sweeney for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Anthony Sane as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.